Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, so the Giants news is, it's not great, Bob.
What do you mean?
Well,
I mean, they haven't even played yet.
Right.
What kind of killjoy are you?
Well, I'm just looking. I'm trying to stand on business.
Okay. Stand on it.
I will. The New York Metropolitans have put up a 5 spot in the first inning. They got 5 on it. So I think there was a grand salami in there somewhere. And the Mets lead the Friars 5-0 at the end of an inning. 5-0 New York Metropolitans.
They're on pace to win 45-0.
Yes.
Which I think would be a record.
We'll keep you up to date.
Okay.
Now, what that means is what you have already called essentially kind of a sort of must-win game tonight.
Yeah.
Is even muster.
It's yeah.
even
shout it's, out Brad.
Yeah, exactly. and then add in what I said earlier, which is that the Giants will be facing one of these guys across Major League Baseball. There's only a handful of them, but it can be a problem for certain teams. I don't know if you've seen one of these before. He's called a left-hander, and that usually means an auto loss for the Giants. Check me on this, Steven. Are they the worst? They're the worst team in baseball against a lefty, right?
Actually, it's kind of interesting because all of baseball has struggled historically against lefties this year, but I think the Giants are still at the bottom.
Yeah, so everyone sucks, and the Giants are even suckier when there's a left-hander on the mound. Eduardo Rodriguez, which also means Bryce Eldridge is not in the starting lineup.
I'm a Giants fan.
So it's one hell of an exciting pinch hitter that they can use if they can get into the bullpen, but I'm pretty sure Eduardo Rodriguez is going to throw a no-hitter tonight, so they're not going to get into the bullpen. But we'll see. We'll see. The lineup is out, and Wilmer Flores will bat fifth and play first base, and Gerard Encarnacion, who is back from his fourth stint on the injured list or whatever, and he'll be in right field tonight and batting seventh. So, okay. Okay, Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
And if the Mets result holds, then they'll be 2.5 back going into the game, assuming this game ends before.
Right, and without the tiebreaker, as you
right.
have
so
often
I'm not
going to
say
out.
3.5 because then it triggers you, and we get into a shouting match.
It would be inaccurate, so thank you for not saying it.
Yeah. Either way, if the Mets result holds and hold everything.
There's an update.
That ball got Schmidt on.
Yeah, Jackson Merrill just hit one out, and that 5-0 game is now. Well, it's 5-1.
That
so,
probably went 440.
That thing was
way above the 408.
So anyway, that game's underway. We'll keep an eye on that. The Giants face a lefty tonight. Schmidt. Bryce Eldridge is not in the lineup, but hold your horses in the seventh inning. There could be a fun moment. Dude, he almost, he almost rocked one last night in his third at bat. Third at bat. He hit one way back and not gone. I guess there's a humidor now in Arizona.
Yeah.
So
trying to keep it balanced, fair and balanced a little bit.
Yeah.
Best you can.
Why?
I don't know.
Who does that anymore?
What, fair and balanced?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody.
Nobody.
We try to present things as if they're fair.
That died like a decade ago.
Yeah, well, more than that, because my father, who's been now gone for more than 10 years, his go-to expression was, nobody said it had to be fair, Daniel, because I'd always talk about things that weren't fair, and I'd get mad. Nobody said it had to be fair, and that stays with me, because he's right.
Yeah, he is right.
Most things aren't fair.
But you're supposed to act like we're trying to make them fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in actuality, nothing's even close to fair.
No, exactly. The Giants are out here. They're like, let's make right center field 420 feet. Not left center field.
No.
Just right center field. Yeah, you're right. Nobody said it had to be fair.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brandon Belt. It's the way it went.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, you're going to have a lot of long outs.
888-957-9570 is the number. We think John Feliciano joins us in 23 minutes. Until then, we get Grandy's grades. Let's go.
All right, guys. Week two, another win in the books. Niners are 2-0, which makes this grade segment that much more fun to do. As always, we run through position groups. We'll start quarterback, then skill positions, then offensive line, front seven, secondary, special teams, and coaching. We begin with the quarterback, which was not Brock Purdy, as we all know. Instead, it was Mac Jones, and he was awesome. I don't know how you could possibly ask for much more than what he did on Sunday with three touchdowns, nearly 300 yards, one turnover. Held the ball maybe a little too long a couple of times, missed some passes, but rarely put the ball in harm's way. I gave him an A, nearly perfect for what he did on Sunday.
I have him an A-, and you outlined exactly why I dropped him from an A to a minus. The opening drive was kind of scary, 0-for-3, and he did hold it too long, and he also fumbled twice. One time he was able to recover it on the exchange, the other time that ball just came out. That ball was loose. And, you know, because of that, he was great. Three touchdowns, you're right. But those little mistakes keep me from giving him a straight A. Still not a B+. He's probably a 91 or a 92% for me, which is an A-.
Well, I know you guys want me to join you on this. I'm not going to give him an A, and I'm not going to give him an A- either. I am going to give Mac Jones the first ever A+. That I've ever granted on Grandy's grades. And here's why. Accuse me of grading on a curve if you want, but I will, because that's how life works. This is a backup quarterback. This is Mac Jones. 26 of 39 for 279 yards, three touchdown throws, a quarterback rating of over 113, and a road victory. Sure, there were mistakes. I've never watched a football game where the quarterback doesn't make any mistakes. That's impossible to not have happen out there. So did he hold it too long? Did he fumble? Look, he doesn't have great legs. He's not going to move around a whole lot. He's McCorkle Jones. And as you just said, Grandy, there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's no way you could have asked for anything more than that. I think that we would have been satisfied with a lot less. I'm giving Mac every single point that he can get because that is incredibly hard to do. A plus for me.
Yeah, A minus, A plus. Bottom line, he was awesome. Up next, skill positions, which is running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. You come into this game without George Kittle. You weren't sure about Juwan Jennings and his status, and I think all three position groups held their own. McCaffrey wasn't effective on the ground, at least not what we've come to expect when he's healthy, and that's two straight weeks of that. Maybe a slight concern there, but he was active in the pass game, including catching a touchdown. One of the best throws Mac Jones made all game, by the way, that touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey. Juwan left the game with a different issue than was ailing him coming into the game, then came back and scored a long touchdown, which ultimately sealed the game. On that bum ankle, you had another backup tight end, not Tonjes this time, but it was Luke Farrell caught his first career touchdown. I thought all three of those skill position groups played good, not great. A B-plus is what I gave skill positions.
B-plus is exactly what I was thinking, so I'll stamp that one along with you. You know what I've noticed about, and you guys can jump in if I'm missing something, has a 49er receiver, any of them, the tight ends, the running backs, has anybody dropped a pass yet?
I'm so glad you asked me that because I have the second to last play of the game, and on my notes I have drop question mark, and it was the third down play where Mac put it a little in front of him. He got two hands to it. He didn't bring it in. Don't know if it was called a drop officially, but you're right, Mark. There hasn't been another one where, you know, you had Johnson, the tight end for New Orleans, drop two
quarter. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't Olave dropped one in the end zone too.
Yeah. Right. And I don't remember one in Seattle either. So I say B plus just because the Niners are still only averaging 3 yards a carry. I know that Christian was up at 4.2, so that's solid. And again, I think you're nitpicking. I want to point out Kendrick Bourne too. Come off the street, grab the wide receiver three job. Get three targets, get three catches. Like, that's all really, really impressive to me. And the Niners are doing their job. When the ball is there and the route is there, they are connecting and making the catch. I'd love to see the run game do a little bit more, which is why I stop at B+, but it's a really, really good performance.
Yeah, I'm going to be the highest of the group. Not the first time that's happened, but I've got it at an A- because what you laid out is right. They are struggling to run the ball, but I didn't see any holes that were there that they didn't hit. And, you know, Juwan Jennings made a couple of big-time plays. I'm looking at the unofficial list of drops, and I don't see him on there, so that wasn't actually officially a drop. And Grandy, you mentioned it. You had Tonjes and Farrell out there making plays. You had Kendrick Bourne made a play. And one thing that goes unrecognized, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, in his lone target, he had a pass breakup on a throw that was going to be intercepted by Isaac Yiadom of all people. So you get credit for a heads-up play on really the worst ball that Mac Jones threw, the only time he put it into peril. I thought that they were just terrific across the board, an A-.
Yeah, that's fair. Up next is the offensive line. Interesting because, as you've pointed out all week, Willard, we were unsure if Trent Williams is going to play. He felt like he wasn't going to play until he arrived to the Superdome on Sunday. So that's the backdrop of it. Then plus you lose your left guard, Ben Bartsch, for essentially the final three quarters of this game, and a seventh-round rookie, Connor Colby, steps in. And I don't know if this is fair to Ben Bartsch, but it felt like the offensive line didn't really miss a beat at all. Now, we talked about the run game. They only averaged three per carry on the ground. Some of that is the Mac Jones sacks that are mixed in there, and that takes your average per carry down a little bit, but the run game wasn't amazing all game long. For the most part, though, I thought they protected Mac Jones pretty good. The sacks, the fumble was more to do, I think, with Mac holding onto the ball than the offensive line getting flat beat. So I thought it was a very solid performance, much better than week one. I gave the offensive line a B+ for their performance in week two.
Yeah, B- for me, and you laid out a lot of it. And the McKivitz sack that he allowed was not totally on him because he had his guy on the ground and Mac held the ball a little too long. But I'm just concerned about the inability to consistently run it. And that average is really hampered by McCaffrey. He lost five on that last drive. Remember, first and 10, they threw the toss. And the other one was that kind of a cockamamie Ricky Pearsall end around, which also lost five.
Minus four, yeah.
Those are going to go ahead and hurt you as well.
And Mac Jones was credited with six carries and only got 6 yards. So if you it's a totally different story if you just spotlight McCaffrey and B-Rob. You're much higher than 3 yards a carry if you do that.
Yeah, I'd put him in a B-minus, though, because I still am a little concerned at the ability to go out there and run the ball. New Orleans, I know, stacked it up with their five-man defensive line, but I was not overly thrilled with the offensive line play.
Let me see. 75 divided by 19. You're actually looking at 3.95 yards per carry, just McCaffrey and B-Rob.
Okay.
But they still haven't been able to just have that moment where they bust it in the run game. So, yeah, I'm not comfortable with giving them an A. But, again, when you've got a backup quarterback who is nowhere near as mobile, your job gets to be that much more important. And I think the 49ers have only allowed 2 sacks for the year. Is that correct? Was it 1 sack on Mac? And 1 sack on Brock the week before?
It was 3 on Mac in that game.
Mac was sacked 3 times.
Three times. All right. So still, 4 sacks in 2 games. I'm going to take that. Injuries have hit that group in both games, yet they've held up for victories. It's not an overwhelming performance, but it's a good one. I'm going to go B+.
All right. We transition to the defensive side of the football here on Grandy's Grades on Willard and Dibbs. Front 7, which is the down lineman and the linebacking core. You guys talked to Fred Warner earlier today. He was amazing with that peanut punch of Alvin Kamara. He also recovered that fumble that he forced. D. Winters all over the place. Once again, he was great. We saw the first real flash from Mykael Williams, and he had a number of really impressive spots, and that's not even mentioning Nick Bosa with a series-ending sack on fourth or in the fourth quarter on third down, and then the game-ending strip sack by Bryce Huff to close the game out and seal another Niner win. I thought the front 7 had themselves a really, really good day as well. A little bit of room on the ground for Kamara at times, and they weren't consistently pressuring Ridder. They came through in the big moments, but overall an A-. I thought they were awesome.
I like A-. I'll add in the one reason I hesitate to do an A is anytime you have a group that commits a personal foul, I'm going to downgrade it because these are just – they can be game-changing, momentum-changing plays. So I love everything about what D. Winters is doing this year, but don't hit the quarterback out of bounds. It's the most obvious thing in football to avoid, and he can do a better job with that. Outside of that, I'm going to back everything that you're saying. The big players are playing big. Nick Bosa with another good performance. The young guys are getting better. Fred Warner is just as elite as they come. They have to be very excited about D. This is an A-minus group for me.
Got him at a B+, and I'm glad you pointed out the late hit. It didn't eventually result in points, but it got him from the 35-yard line drive start immediately into Niner territory. That was the possession where you had Fred Warner go ahead and get the ball off of Kamara's helmet. But in general, I'm still seeing patterns where the opposition is able to run it consistently, and Kamara on their touchdown drives, he goes for 4, 3, 11, 8, and those are just chunks. They were chunk-a-chunk and down the field, and at times the Niners were having trouble stopping the run. B+, good grade, but not quite A level.
Yeah, that's fair. And then we move on to the secondary. This is probably the spot where you were most concerned by if you're a 49er fan. They were not bad by any stretch of the imagination. Rattler not known for his ability to throw all that much. He did throw for 3 touchdowns. You didn't turn the ball over. Your secondary didn't. You had a couple of penalties on big third downs. The 3rd and 12, Upton Stout called for a penalty that made that a first down in the second half. In fact, in the fourth quarter for the Saints, kind of a ticky-tack penalty, but he was called for it there. That same drive, 3rd and 5, defensive holding on Marquise Siegel. It's going to happen when you have 2 rookies starting in your secondary, but I didn't think it was the best day from that group. I gave the secondary a C+. Not terrible, but nothing special.
I'm in lockstep, C+, and those are two of the big reasons. And I look at the first drive where Rattler hit Shaheed, first pass of the game for 39, and the Olave drop was Renardo Green just fell down. And
turned around
and fall down. Olave open, and he dropped it. And if you look at the game in totality, you had early multiple drops from Johnson. You had other plays, the penalties you mentioned. There were mistakes that they got away with that didn't ultimately show up on the scoreboard, but you also had some big plays. Jair Brown with a pass breakup.
Yeah, he was better.
You know, Stout with another sack, a sack coming in off the blitz. So they were not terrible by any stretch. I had him at a C+.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade it to a B-, but I'm largely with you guys. I'll tell you why I upgraded a little bit in just a sec. But this football game could have been very, very different if Spencer Rattler and Chris Olave connect on that first quarter play in the end zone. He's wide open. The ball's only a little bit behind him. Olave doesn't catch it. Then the Saints drive stalls, and then they miss a field goal. That's a momentum-changing situation on the road if you fall down 7-0 with a backup quarterback out there. So that, to me, is why they get downgraded a little bit. But what neither of you brought up, and the reason you didn't bring it up, is because, as we said yesterday, it doesn't appear on TV. The 49ers have one of the best lockdown corners in the game. They won't even throw to him. So D'Amino Lenore deserves to be absolutely mentioned here. And the fact is, he is fantastic. He's elite. He has done his job twice in a row, and they won't even look his way. And that changes a defense when you have that on one side of the field. So because of Demo, I'll take the C+ and go B-.
You know where my guy Demo went to school, right?
Oregon State?
No.
Oh.
Although that game's coming up this week. Oregon State. Yeah. Throw the records out when those two
too
meet.
Too early.
Yeah, that's what's bugging me. I'll save early. It.
Up next, special teams. No more Jake Moody. That bumps it up just immediately. Although Eddie Pinheiro did miss his first kick as a Niner. It was an extra point. Only cost him 1 point. Not terrible there. He made his all the rest of his kicks, including 2 field goals. You guys highlighted this yesterday. It drove me absolutely crazy.
Say it.
Isaac Guerrero taking a kickoff out of the end zone. Why are you doing that? If it has not been yelled and drilled into any potential returner, if a kickoff goes into the end zone, do not return it. If that has not been said over and over and over, it is coaching malpractice. If it has been drilled into it, it's just an absolutely unforgivable mistake by Isaac Guerrero. The ensuing kickoff after that, after the Niners then scored, Eddie Pinheiro then kicked it himself into the end zone, and the Saints smartly called for the fair catch and got the ball at the 35. This is a two-way street. If it's kicked into the end zone, don't take it out, and when you're kicking off, don't kick it into the end zone. Those were two mistakes the special teams group made. Not backbreaking. I gave him a B-. Mostly, I'm just feeling good about no more Jake Moody.
Yeah, I get it, but I can't go above a C. I'm going to give him a C because my memory tells me that Pinheiro kicked it into the end zone twice in this football game.
3 times if you count the one Grandy's mentioning.
Yeah, it just flat out should not happen. You mentioned the Guerrero thing. I don't understand. I flat out don't understand. If you catch the ball, you look down real quick. If there's paint under your feet, stay. Stay there, okay? If there's paint, it ain't. That's simple. Do not go out of the end zone. And as much as we're like Pinheiro's okay because we're comparing him to Moody. And it's like, it's wonderful that your field goals are right down the middle. In a vacuum, I'm not mad at it. But at the same time, dude, like, you walk out there and your first kick and you miss an extra point, yeah, it worked out. It's fine. But I can't go above a C. There's still silly mistakes.
Yeah, and another kickoff return. New Orleans had a 34-yard return and a ball that they were able to bring out. And so even when you had a kick in play, your coverage wasn't great. The grade would be lower, except for something that neither one of you pointed out, which I think is important. The last two possessions for the Niners, they punted. And they put New Orleans down to the 11 and down to the 6.
Good, very good call.
He was good, especially when you're looking to hold on and your offense is not keeping the pill, and yet they pinned him inside the 11 and inside the 6. Those were big moments.
And he's a former Saint. He showed them.
Yeah, he did. I gave him a C overall. You can't be missing PATs, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie.
Good point about the punts, though. I forgot about that. And then last but not least, it is coaching. I thought this was by far Shanahan's best day of his season. It's only, of course, 2 weeks in. I thought Shanahan was awesome. Robert Saleh defensively continues to be great as well. Coaching for me gets an A. It was very, very good.
Yeah, I'll echo that A and just point out what he was able to do without his starting tight end. And then you lose your fullback, who's so important to what they do. And you shifted guys around and you were doing it with players that you didn't normally have. And also, he kept his cool even twice when they had to use timeouts that he hates. When they burned timeouts because they couldn't figure out where to be, new players and all the rest of it, that to me was great coaching as well to stay in the moment.
I'm going to join you guys with that. It's an easy A. It's an easy A. You got a backup quarterback, no Kittle, all these rookies on defense, a great game plan, and these guys are getting performances. They're getting guys to play better each week. Shanahan and Saleh is going to be something for opponents to deal with. I join you guys with your A. Grandy's grades every single Tuesday afternoon on 95.7
to do them on wins, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Niners are 2-0. Wonder what John Feliciano has to say about that. On the Niners offensive line the last 2 years, but this year he's on Willard and Dibbs. So he will join us next. Plus, later on in the 5 o'clock hour, if you missed our conversation today with Fred Warner, we'll have that for you as well. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.